Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
On the phone with us now is the man with the Jesus ute, Andrew Fisher. How are you going?
Hey guys, great to hear from you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Now, Andrew, can we start off just by learning a little bit about you and what you've done in the racing world?
Sure, absolutely. As you know, I race the Jesus ute, which is part of the Yokohama VA ute series. It has the Jesus All About Life branding on it, which is a Bible Society program. That's a contemporary media campaign the Bible Society's been running around Australia, which is basically promoting Jesus, which is a good thing to be promoting, as you guys have no doubt agree.
Absolutely.
And the whole idea is to take away the religion and religiosity of the whole of Christianity, and really put the focus back on Jesus and who Jesus is and what he said about himself. And so that was a program that really hit home with myself. And when we looked at what branding we'd put on the race car, we basically decided that was what we wanted to run.
Now, the important question also is, how many donuts can you do in a row in your ute?
Well, we don't encourage that. When we do go to the schools, it's funny, the kids, first thing the kids ask you to do is to do some doughies, as they call them. And so we don't do too many. They burn the clutch out pretty badly in the race cars if you do too many of those. But I don't know if you've been in a race car yet, but I hear you boys are lining yourselves up to have a hot lap.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been in a race car before?
No.
Well, get ready to be scared, buddy.
Can I drive when we do it?
This isn't any game of soccer where you get to go off at half time. There's no pulling over.
There you go.
There's no pulling off halfway through the lap here and saying, well, oops, can I get out now? We're going all the way, buddy. We're going all the way.
I'm fine with that one. Absolutely. Yeah. Dan asked the question, can he drive?
Nah.
No hesitation, man.
Let me think about that. Nah.
Wow.
It's going to be it's a great opportunity. As you know, the Jesus All About Life campaign is launching for the churches as we speak, and we came together with them and said, well, what better way to launch that program than to provide some guys some hot laps for Father's Day, a bit of high horsepower, high octane fuel, and a lot of fun out at Oran Park. That's where we'll be on the 23rd of September is when we're going to be doing the actual hot laps, and I believe that you can go to jesusracing.com.au and log your interest to win a hot lap. There's 10 hot laps being given away. You blokes have picked up a couple of extra ones to come out and enjoy the experience.
That's cool. So it's a good idea for your dad, isn't it, for Father's Day, obviously?
Look, it's fantastic for Dad. You know, we do a lot of men's events, obviously, all around Australia, the guys obviously love it. Mind you, I've got to say that we're inundated by the girls as well, so I don't know, we might have to do something for Mother's Day at some stage, but the guys certainly love it, and, we're basically, got a massive schools program that we do now all over Australia with the Jesus Racing, talking about courage. To the school kids, just trying to be a really good example of what kids can be. Give them an alternative route than sort of one of the guys that sort of goes out drinking and carrying on and not having a great deal of morals. We try to put a different perspective to the kids. And motor racing is part of that. Our catchphrase in the Jesus All About Life Ute is Jesus came to give us life and life to the full. And so for that means we can race cars around at 250 kilometres an hour and bang door handle to door handle and scare a few blokes on hot laps along the way.
That's so good.
What kind of an impact have you had in the professional racing world? What kind of conversations has your utes led to?
Look, it's been extraordinary. The reaction to the ute has been phenomenal. It hasn't been as negative as what people would have thought. We're professional in what we do. We really do everything professionally. Our gear's professional. Our team's professional. So we really put it out there. We wanted to do it properly. We obviously came fourth in the championship last year and won Rookie of the Year. So people had to take us seriously in the racing side of stuff. And then you get the diverse reaction. Some people think, wow, that's your faith, good on you for being so bold in it and standing up for what you believe in. Other people just think that you're a bit of a freak and sort of take a wide berth around you, as you walk through the pit area and that sort of stuff. But conversation wise, look, it's funny. I thought it was more of an evangelical sort of role that I'd have, but it's actually more apologetical, where you only get 30 seconds to talk to people And, you know, the comments are wide-ranging. You know, the commentators love it. You know, they basically have all these one-liners that they use. And, you know, holy smoke, the Jesus Ute's locked the wheel. As you know, into a corner. And, you know, oh, the Jesus Ute parts the waters. You know, as they come through the tank. And so they've got all the one-liners that they use. And they love it. Look, and it's become part of, you know, part of the motor racing industry. And this year, we've just recently announced, this year at the in the Fujitsu V8 Supercar Series in Bathurst, we'll actually be racing a V8 supercar with Jesus on the side of it.
That's cool.
Pretty exciting. It's pretty big. You know, it'll be the first time anything like that's been done in Australia, and we're pretty excited about it. And that car will actually be out there. I'm actually doing a test day at Oran Park the day we do the hot laps, and the supercar with Jesus on the side of it will actually be at Oran Park on that day. We don't get to do the hot laps in it because we're just there for the shakedown program. But we'll be in the ute, the Jesus ute. We'll be going hard and going strong and giving some guys a really good time.
That sounds good. We will be there with you. Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, look forward to seeing your faces.
The scared look in our faces as you tear around the circuit.
We do have a video in the car, just so you know. We're videoing your faces as we go around.
Good. Oh, good. Man.
A video of Andrew's face, the sly smile.
Yep.
Smiling away, and you blokes will be having a great time.
Good on you. Thank you so much. Andrew Fisher in the Jesus All About Life V8.
What
Ute.
A cool idea, but hey, yeah, like just saying, taking everything else. It's almost like that event coming out, that Burn Your Plastic Jesus. You know, it's taking everything else aside and just saying, hey, man, Jesus is cool. He's all about life. Let's do this. That's a good idea.
Oh, and you know the way I said I'll go first? You can go first now, Dan.
I'm heaps keen. I'll go first.
You're first.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.